MW.
Monday happening here. February 9th. We've got clouds, but a very mild 33 degrees. All right, every Monday, we kick off my week's worth of guests and my week's worth of podcasts with Katie Robert from the Chamber, who's in here. Good morning.
Morning.
And I didn't even ask you yet because we, you know, you come in and we always talk before we go on the air. I didn't even ask if it's a full list.
It is a full list.
It is a full list.
Page and a half, man.
A page and a half. Okay, so things going on here in February.
Yeah. And it, you know, it might be gloomy outside right now, but hearts are flying because it is Valentine's week. And I love my community.
I know you do. Well, that's always abundant.
It's my Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's your little
my Valentine.
Heart. That's your little audio heart to the communities.
It is.
I'm liking this. Well, what's going on?
So, you know, things are ramping up. You know, we are feeling a little bit springy, which means things are coming up and people are scheduling things on the calendar. It's also getting into the fish fry season, Valentine's, and this week is Giving Hearts Week. So it's actually on the 12th. We'll talk about it in a little minute.
Okay.
So going into the calendar, can you do it? Have you heard this over at Firehouse Pub?
Yes. I've actually seen that.
It's a little game that they play.
This is an ingenious Kurt Peterson invention that I've seen.
So it's a matching game that they do every Tuesday. So this, starting now, Firehouse Pub is doing Can You Do It, D-E-W, in quotes, get it? Like Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
Anyway, Firehouse Pub, 6:30 to 8:00 he's doing this. And for on every Tuesday, you can earn $10 for every pair of cans you match.
Yeah.
And then it gets you kind of in the door and see how awesome Firehouse Pub is. And
if you enjoy,
it's a great game. And you challenge somebody else to do it, whoever
exactly.
gets it first. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a matching game.
I saw that the day of bar golf. That was the first.
Yeah.
He was so proud to show me this.
I know. It's great.
He said, Bill, come over here and look at this.
We had the ambassadors do it.
Yeah.
We had a little ambassador party. It was fantastic.
It is so much fun.
Yeah. So highly encourage you to go over to Firehouse on Tuesday, 6:30 to 8:00. It's going to be a fun time. Wednesday, Richland County Spelling Bee.
Here we go.
I know. Spelling Bee, it starts at 8:30 a.m. It's for grades 5 to 8, and they compete over at the Richland County Law Enforcement Center. The top two finishers of that Spelling Bee go to State and Bismarck.
All right.
So we're here to cheer on all those spellers from the grades 5 through 8.
Are you good spelling?
Absolutely not.
No, I'm terrible.
You know, and so I have an English literature degree, so you think I would. I'm fairly decent in grammar, but spelling?
No, I'm terrible. No. Must be a redhead thing.
I don't know. We're going to chalk it up to that, I guess.
All right.
Thursday, as mentioned before, Giving Hearts Day. There is a soup luncheon and a free will donation for the soup over at Hughes Shelter on February 12th, which is Thursday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the last time we went last year, and there was probably 15 different soups. I mean, this is like the soup-a-thon.
Yeah.
Ooh, that I could coin it.
Soup-a-thon. Good one.
Soup-a-thon.
Write that down when you get back to the office.
I might. The Chamber will sponsor a soup-a-thon.
I like that, yeah.
I love it. So, go visit, support the local nonprofits here in town. It's delicious.
And you know what? This Giving Hearts Day, too, weather-wise, going to be one of the best
is
Giving Hearts. Oh, every
I haven't
time
checked
I do,
the weather yet.
Oh, every time I look at Giving Hearts Day, every time I've done it in the past, it's cool. Either like a ground blizzard or 30 below wind chills. But this year, it's going to be beautiful.
Ooh,
so
maybe you walk to the soup luncheon.
Could do that.
Like, okay, yeah. So Friday, Fry Bread Tacos fundraiser over at Circle of Nations.
Oh,
have you ever had them?
Yes.
They deliver too, you know.
Yes.
They do to-go order, so you have to go pick it up. But you can bring it back to work if you don't have time to sit there and chit-chat with the staff.
It's
a fundraiser.
I'm a huge fan of fry bread.
You get this fry bread. You get this. It's a dough, and then they put taco toppings on it.
Mm.
It is so good.
Mm-hmm.
$10 for this huge meal. It truly is delicious.
And it goes to Circle of Nations,
it's a fundraiser for Circle of Nations. So that's on Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. or until gone. Again, $10. It's at the admin building on Circle of Nations campus. So you have your Friday lunch covered. Also on Friday, Friday's a really busy day in town. Love Your Youth Program Friends fundraiser over at the Breck Family Community Center.
That's their biggie.
Yes. Yeah. It's 3 to 7 p.m. $1 to register for prizes. I think that's a way for them to do a little fundraiser to keep that program up and running. So that's on Friday, 3 to 7. And then last on our list, dinner and a show, Molasses in January, Wahpeton Event Center. I heard that's still going on.
Okay.
So it's $50 pre-sale only, so I hope you can get tickets. If not, make a phone call to Chris DeFreeze.
All right. He can help you out with that.
Yeah, I'm okay. Sure. Tickets available at the Red Door Art Gallery or Venmo. To get that Venmo information, it is listed on our events calendar, or you can go to their Facebook page. It's listed on there, too.
All right.
So if you're still interested in going, it's dinner and movie. It's a great time to take your date to have a good time. Have a good evening. Really.
Yeah.
So
good way to celebrate.
It is.
I was looking at my day planner this morning, and I got big stars, and it's very colorful about the big chamber banquet next week.
Oh, yes.
Everybody here is nutty about it. I mean, it's like we can't wait to go.
I almost forgot to mention that.
Oh, Katie, Robert, I'm not letting you get out of here without talking about that. That's next week.
Yeah, it's our big thank you to all of our businesses and community for supporting the chamber. We do it every year. It is being catered by Sixth Street Eatery.
Mm.
Science school students are doing it.
So you know it'll be incredible.
Inside scoop here, it's going to be pork loin with a butter molasses or brown butter topping, I think. It's going to be so good.
Get me going with food.
I know. It's going to be delicious. And tiramisu for dessert.
Oh.
And it's gluten-free friendly.
Okay.
So we are really excited.
Looking
to
forward to that. Yeah, I think the whole staff here is showing up. So,
yeah,
again, we're excited to host you. We cannot wait for that. And I was not aware, and I'm going to call you out.
Oh,
if you didn't know, Katie's a dumpling queen. Katie makes the best Norwegian dumplings out there, just so you know, okay?
Well, you know, they're all at my brother's freezer right now,
okay.
So if you need some.
Over 100 you made this week?
Yeah, over 100. We counted 100 of them, yeah.
That is incredible.
Yeah, it was with potatoes, and you grind potatoes and ham together, and then boil it in ham juice.
You know your heritage, girl. I love that.
I try.
I love that.
Well, thanks to my grandmother. So.
All right. Katie, always great having you in.
Yeah, thank you.
Another full week, and again, if you're wondering what's going on, just head to the Chamber website and you can get all the information there. President's Day next week. Are you going to be in?
I believe the Chamber is closed.
Okay, it's closed next Monday. So we'll talk to you in a couple weeks. All right. Katie Rauber, Wahpeton Breckenridge Chamber. We talk with Katie every Monday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.